The Kodiak Island Hostel opened for business earlier this month, offering a relatively inexpensive bed for tourists and temporary workers in the community. But owner Rhonda Maker says she's seeing firsthand the housing crunch as foreign guest workers hired by the island's canneries come to her looking for a place to stay. From KMXT in Kodiak, Jacob Resnick reports.
Hostels traditionally offer a simple place to sleep, usually a bunk, a common area, and somewhere to fix a meal. Hostel owner Rhonda Maker shows the downtown hostel's airy common room.
So we have crock pots available and, hot water and coffee pot and popcorn popper blender, espresso machine, microwave, coffee grinder. I'm just kind of collecting things as I come across them.
Already the 26-bed hostel is catering to visitors looking for work or just visiting the island for a few days. But since last week, Maker says she's been approached by scores of young cannery workers looking for a place they can afford.
When they get here, they're woefully unprepared for the lack of, housing and infrastructure that awaits them. And it puts them in a very bad position, and it also puts our town in a bad position because we're then, faced with this problem of, these poor people obviously need a place to stay. They need to be warm and dry. They can't be out on the street being, getting sick and, it's just inhumane.
21-year-old Kadir Tuna arrived here from Turkey more than a week ago. He says the company that helped him secure his visa said housing in Kodiak would be taken care of.
Our company in Turkey told us they will arrange a bunk house here. So when we arrived to Ocean Valley, they said that they didn't promise for a bunk house or something.
But when he arrived in Kodiak, the reality was different. The cannery told them they'd be responsible for their own room and board.
It's harder to find a place to stay, actually, because there are not much places to rent.
Maker is renting bunks at a discounted monthly rate of $330. A bunk normally goes for $30 a night, which is out of reach for cannery workers that are usually paid about $8 an hour.
It seems that whatever the reason that they're being targeted, to come over here, that's where the problem is. I mean, somebody's making money off these guys.
The hostel's night manager is Timothy Bore. He works with White House Ministries and says many cannery workers aren't being paid enough to survive in Kodiak. That, he says, is taking its toll on the community's food bank and other resources.
I can tell you that the religious community in town is starting to get wise to the situation. The Baptist Mission has the only food bank in town other than Salvation Army, and the food bank is stretched to the limits. We already had a problem with people that couldn't afford to buy their food, with the people that lived here, and then with an influx of 200 more people that are only getting paid $8 an hour and were promised 40 hours a week, and they're only getting maybe 2 or 3 days a week. Anybody that even lives here that makes $8 an hour still has to go to the food bank because it's just you cannot live on $8 an hour in this town.
Both Kadir and his friend Ibrahim Aralo are university students studying computer science. They feel taken advantage of and plan to leave Kodiak next month. Aralo blames both his employer and the agency in his own country for making false promises to students like him looking to earn money and learn English.
In my opinion, this responsibility should be companies on Turkey. They are sending lots of people here to study, and the company are thinking if he or she didn't, almost another will come.
Now both young men talk of traveling to sunny Miami Beach before returning to Turkey in September. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.